This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Gold Diggers Podcast. So with me, I have
Sam at SRCK12,
Tima at teams_GH,
Mariam
at _IamMariam,
Brie at Brie Blue.
And today I'll be hosting, and I'm Moya at Moya's Laboratory. So to kick off today's agenda, we might as well go straight into it and get into the latest match that just happened, which was Chelsea versus Spurs. The match ended 2-0, so we might as well go to the Chelsea fans that are probably very happy right now.
Look at the way they're smiling.
Yeah, smiling a lot.
Happy.
We might as well start with Brie.
I'm very happy because I'm not going to lie, the first half, I fell asleep. I was so in and out of sleep, yeah. And what woke me up is when I heard the Kane goal, but then I saw the challenge between him and Thiago, which, yeah, to be honest, it worked in our favour, so I didn't mind it. But if it was another team, then I'd be like, okay, maybe it's debatable. But I can't lie, the first half, we were quite awful. I feel like we had a hard time getting into the game, number one. And number two, before we even started, yeah, I was a bit taken aback by the lineup. What was the 4-2-2-2 formation that we were playing? Well, it seemed to have worked out. But yeah, in the second half, it was almost like it was a whole different team. We kicked it up a notch, you know, and we just gave Tottenham a run for their money. And I think it was an absolutely fair result. And it just goes on to show that Tottenham have like massive, massive cracks that they need to fill in. And yeah, like I think this is probably the second half, and this is probably the best we've played in a while. And I didn't expect us to actually win today, considering the last game that we just played how many days ago. So it was positive, and I hope that we keep the momentum going. And just with that being said, I just don't think the title race is over, innit? Because City dropped points yesterday. So.
Hey, yeah, she's been, still going. I've
been saying this.
It's not over.
I said to her, I think it's not over, but I think it's over for Chelsea.
It's not over for Chelsea.
Like, Liverpool is still there.
Yeah, we're still there.
No, why are you guys still...
Can I just say I'm backing it?
Let's get back onto that. We'll get back onto that on Brie's comments. Tima, please, about today's game.
Oh, can I just say, I remember on the 3rd of October, 2021... And Brie said, "Oh, you were top of the league," and then followed by Chelsea winning the Prem anyway because she was just on her high horse, and now she's had to backtrack, and now she's going back down.
Can I just say,
Brie, anytime you speak, you know, like people remember. So just reminded me that you spoke once before, so just remember that.
She said 3rd of October 2021 at 8:34 PM.
Lost and found has come with the receipt.
Wow!
And I just have a good memory. Yeah, that episode, because
don't have your faith in shame.
That episode, Moya and I, our backs were against the wall. Like, I can't, like, I was really triggered that
episode. Yeah, yeah.
That's why I remember it so well. I remember that day because I was so triggered. Like, yeah, I was just burning, and you Chelsea fans were just smiling. Like, I can't, like, yeah, don't have Moya and I.
It was tough times.
Yeah, it was tough them times. That's why I remember it. I'm not weird.
Why do you have, I genuinely feel like Man United fans have a vendetta against me.
No, because they found their voice again.
We haven't found our voice.
I don't have a voice. Like, my voice hasn't broken
voice. Arise.
First Beatrice attacked me last week.
It's not personal.
Now Mariam is attacking me.
And I just need to remind you that when you say things, people remember.
Really. Yeah, and I will stand by what I said. The title race is not over.
Fair enough. All right, Tima, please, thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, first of all, welcome back to the pod, Man United fans.
It's
been nice to see you. I was very nervous going into this game, boy, because that Brighton performance, wow. That's probably the angriest, most frustrated I've been watching Chelsea since the Frank Lampard days.
Wow.
I thought Tuchel was really bad in that game, actually. I thought his lineup was poor. I thought his in-game management was awful. Ziyech. But he redeemed himself today.
The wizard!
Oh, yeah, that goal, yeah.
That goal was crazy.
Unbelievable.
He was even shocked, like, rah!
No, it's the way he scored that and he just walked off, like...
Nonchalant.
And the thing is, both of the goals that we scored came from Hudson-Odoi doing something that he never does, and that's actually take on his man.
Mm.
He took on his man... He passed the ball to Ziyech. He took on his man. He won the free kick. And that's what I really want to see more of. I would also like to say something, and I'm not going to look at Brie when I do say this, so I'm a little nervous. I thought Lukaku was actually okay today.
Yeah, in the second half.
His movement was better.
Yeah.
His hold-up play was better. Obviously, his finishing isn't there. Listen, I'm not looking at you, but I'm just saying that I thought he was much better, like, in the other games that I've seen him play. I'm not going to say I was impressed with him. I'm just going to say that he was much better. But I was impressed with Ziyech, who people say I have a gender against, and I probably do, but he was very, very, very good today. So I was really impressed.
Brie, thoughts?
What about his end product?
Yeah, who are we talking about? Back in my day, we used to hold strikers based on their attacking impetus. You know, not really about...
Is this what it's come to now? Where he does small challenges.
He's not stiff anymore.
Yeah, but
you have to coax him. Like, he's a baby, so you have to kind of match his...
The bar is in hell, like...
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Like, now we're at the surface. I'm not saying that he's going to be scoring 15 goals, but I'm just saying
but
that...
But he should be.
Better. 97 million. I repeat it every week.
I think it was even 97.9, which is basically...
Don't start.
There's always that point that you miss. You miss the point.
Don't forget the point.
I just think he was much better. I was really impressed with Thiago as well, Thiago Silva. Again, I'll repeat, he's the best centre-back in the Premier League.
Yeah,
Rolls-Royce
defender. Rolls-Royce.
Because we all saw Van Dijk. Van Dijk is... He's gone. And I think...
I don't know about that one. I don't think he's gone. It's, some of the skills have gone down.
Do you know what
injury was not an easy injury.
That's what I'm saying. In his time. Yeah.
But he reminds me of, it's like if I was playing FIFA on the PlayStation, like he just runs in straight lines. He can't run anywhere else. It just has to be up, down, up, down. It's like there's no dynamic.
Do you know what?
He's not dynamic
with
anymore.
The injury as well, he probably won't be as dynamic as he used to be.
Our physio.
You know? No, but seriously, I've seen it as well where he just looks like he's just scared to want to go as full as he wants to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he's just not the same guy that he used to be, but he's not exactly, you know, down bad. But I hear what you're saying.
I think it's psychological as well. Like, most injuries are, but that injury definitely...
That injury can actually finish a person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I hear it, but, you know, he's not... You know what I mean? He scored today.
Facts. A bullet head as well.
Can I also mention one other player, Chelsea player that I was a bit about, but I thought he was really good today, is Sarr.
Mm.
Sarr at left back. Listen, Marcos Alonso... You might not be seeing many games now that we've got Sarr there, because I thought, before this game, I thought he's got a mistake in him. But actually, he was really, really solid. And I was really impressed that he kind of like held down that left channel. So yeah, really good. I think Spurs, obviously, what's the Chelsea song? Spurs get battered wherever they go.
Wherever they go.
Get battered. How can you lose four games in a row to Chelsea? Not even nothing. Like, not
I think
even,
it's that they haven't scored as well in those. I don't think they've scored. Yeah,
embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Like, how can they even claim to be a London club? Like, we have high standards in London. Wow. It's crazy, man. No, because the thing is, they have a world-class manager who's crying now. He's crying. But Chelsea fans told him that Spurs isn't Chelsea. Like, there's levels to the game. Mm. And Spurs are nowhere near the levels of Chelsea.
No, I agree. Spurs, I feel like it's just a really difficult project. As in, like, I don't think there's a word in the dictionary.
Spursy.
It's really deep.
Yeah,
Spursy. Like, I feel sorry for him a bit.
Not much to feel sorry for him. He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
I don't think anyone. The thing is though, the first time they approached Conte, he said, "I don't want to get involved in that kind of project." He said it himself.
Oh, yeah,
so for him to now get involved into it. Not much to feel sorry for that guy.
Money talks.
Yeah.
Because he said, "I'm not sure." And then he saw 15 million and said, "I'm sure." Money talks.
They can't as long anyway, so he has to hold it.
That's true. He has to hold it. 100%.
It's even good that we touched on Conte, because I was going to bring up what Conte said after the match, which was, to be an important team, you need to have important players. And at this moment, we are far away. It takes time, years. Yeah, that's not a good reflection of the Tottenham board itself, because I feel like the last couple interviews that Conte's done has been very much that he's told the board what he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
So the more we see radio silence from the board, it kind of looks like Conte's done his bit.
Yeah, but come on, man. Like, also Spurs, like, you knew what manager you were getting. Like, he's not that different.
No, that's why they're losers, though. Do you get what I mean?
And the thing is, you don't want to spend money. So why would you go for Antonio Conte? You saw what happened at Inter, at Juve, at Chelsea. Like, how are you going for him if you don't want to spend money? He's gone. Like, in the summer, like, that guy is going to pack his bag and maybe head up north to Manchester. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Remember we said it earlier.
But he's packing his bags and he's gone. Because this Spurs board, you've got a week left to the transfer window, and I'm hearing that they're going to get, they may be bidding for Traore. They need more than Traore to save their season.
Yeah. But then they have a lot. This is the thing. I need to actually sit here and think, who is even worth, in the Spurs squad right now, who's even worth being in that team right now? Because even Kane shouldn't be there.
Kane is like, it is tricky. No, you're completely right. I feel like when you look at the team sheet itself, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. It doesn't move me. Do you get what I mean? It's not like you don't see it and you're like, oh yeah, I'm excited to see X, Y, Z.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just like a bunch of names.
Where's Son?
He's injured.
He's injured. That's who they're missing, to be honest, as well.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Spurs bench, you're 2-0 down to Chelsea and you're bringing on Oliver Skip to save your season.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
I'm not even going to laugh about benches, because, hey, Arsenal's bench is tight.
It's better than Oliver Skip. Like, Oliver Skip, what's he doing, man?
I actually think Skip is good, but not to change the game when you're already losing. Do you get what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Like,
no superstar moment from there.
But you got to look at, you're right. Like, Sammy's right. Like, you look at the team. How many of them are going to get into any of the other top six clubs?
Yeah.
Lloris, absolutely not. Yeah. Eric Dier. Yeah. Harry Winks, Walker
left at the right time. Still,
he really did.
He left at the right time, and they were abusing him for that when he went at first. They were like, "Why do you think you're better?"
Look at how many Premier League trophies he's won.
Exactly. Trophies. Do you know?
You're even saying Premier League trophies. They'd bite your hand off for Carabao Cup right now.
Do you know most of the Spurs players who left in the last 5 years have all gone on to win trophies?
Yeah.
Trippier, and Harry Kane's there, what?
Ericsson.
Harry Kane should have left like 2 seasons ago. Mm-hmm.
I agree as well. He should have even left. The chance that he got with City, he should have just taken it.
Yeah, he should have. Do you guys think that he's going through a weird phase, or he's just starting to decline a little bit?
He's declining.
I think it's a weird phase, you know.
I think he's starting to accept that Tottenham are embarrassment.
That's the driver of the weird phase. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I can't. It's not a weird phase. He's declining.
I still think it's a weird phase, because he's actually playing with a lot of bums. And the problem is as well that he's been playing with them for time now. And everyone that wasn't a bum has gone to another club.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you know what I mean? Because he's looking at, think of it like this, like Ericsson. He was enjoying playing with him. Ericsson left
and won a trophy.
And won the league. Do you get what I mean?
Inter. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, all the other players that were good have gone.
And also Dele Alli. Dele Alli apparently is
finished.
He's finished.
He's going to win a trophy if he leaves. I'm telling you right now.
I'm not going to lie. Do you know why he's not? Because he's not going to the club you think he's going to.
Yes, exactly.
He's literally going to West Ham. Max.
Alli came. They all should have left 2 seasons ago. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Maybe he should go to like... if you guys were like Dele Alli, where do you think would be a good place to like start off a new...
Leicester?
A new jet? No. Leicester's too good for him.
Yeah. I agree.
Maybe like Aston Villa.
Maybe, but I think
Stevie G's not having
it. That's what I'm saying. How Gerrard wants his team to run, I don't know if he's gonna.
Maybe Newcastle, you know.
That's too dead, though. That's the problem. Is yeah, there's no like happy medium.
Arsenal.
The happy medium would be like a.
Listen, yeah, we don't want bombs.
The happy medium would be like a Crystal Palace, but they don't necessarily need him unless Gallagher goes back. Do you get what I mean?
Actually, yeah.
Wolves.
The way Wolves play is so niche.
What about Watford?
They're going down and they're paying for their crimes that they've done with Emmanuel Dennis. I'm really
saying. Oh, that interview of Dennis kills me.
You know what? It was the post that they did. Watford's post.
No, it was very cringy. You're posting
pictures of him when you're doing Nigeria flag.
Yeah, it was the flag.
You should literally be in Cameroon as we speak.
You should be soaking up sunshine instead.
Like, sorry. In fact, let me not. I was just thinking about Nigeria now. But yeah. Sorry, yes. As I was saying, so Conte is looking a bit shaky with him. You think if he doesn't get reinforcements now that there's going to be a problem?
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
We all know what Conte's like.
When has Conte ever stuck around? You don't give me a budget, I'm gone. Yeah. I'm done.
Conte doesn't have time.
Because even how long have we got left of the transfer window now?
1 week.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, he's not going to get the reinforcements that he needs. He's done.
His voice is becoming more somber as well in how like the...
contract?
It was only 18 months, you know? Like, yeah. I think it was like...
I think it was 2 years. So with the option to extend.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But his agent was talking the other day and they were like, his contract ends at the end of the season. So now I'm thinking,
his contract in his mind.
I think they have a clause, though, that if Tottenham don't get to a certain point, that he can leave.
Oh, yeah.
I
think 100%. He's gone in summer. He might end up at United. You never know.
What would that do for you?
M6.
You seem to be excited by that prospect.
No, it's just, it will bring discipline and...
Wait,
I hate this girl. Okay, perfect. It'd be a good time for us to talk about some of the refereeing decisions we've seen this weekend, specifically with VAR. Let's start on what happened at the Liverpool game today. Did you guys see the incident with the penalty?
Yeah. Liverpool was...
That shouldn't have been a pen. I'm so sorry.
Liverpool know themselves that it shouldn't have been a penalty.
Yeah.
Why do you think, first of all, that VAR has given it as a penalty?
Because I think VAR think that he's going to get to the ball.
Okay, but it's not really about them thinking because they watched. Do you know what I mean? Like they.
Yeah. Now, listen, I agree. I think it's a disgrace because if you actually look at it, Jota looks at the keeper, stops running, and then allows the keeper who's actually trying to back out of the challenge, to hit him, and then goes down and complains. But actually, and I also don't think he's getting to the ball. But I think VAR looks at it like, okay, the keeper doesn't get the ball. He goes into him.
Yeah.
The ball bounces. Mm. We think he could get there. So let's give Liverpool a penalty.
It's just poor, to be honest, because of how well Palace played in the match.
Yeah. I think it was unfair. And I feel like VAR looked at it from a perspective of he dropped in the box and the keeper didn't retain the ball. So Liverpool get the pen. But to begin with, the whole thing, there should have never been a VAR check because there was nothing there to be checked.
Yeah,
it's true. Mm. Why was VAR... Why was VAR even... Like, did the ref have to go and see?
Exactly.
Like, why was there a need to do that? Because once that happens, the referee now has to second guess his decision.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I have to flip it.
Yeah, I do feel like when they go over to the monitors, curtains, whatever's the bad decision is whatever they're leaving with.
Did the ref go to the monitors today with Chelsea?
No, he didn't. He didn't. It was just everything. I was about to say, what did you guys think about the Tottenham's disallowed goal today?
Yeah, absolutely. That was fair.
Yeah?
But that's fair. He pushed it in the back.
Yeah, that was fair.
I love it. I love it because the way Spurs fans are like, oh, why is it always Kane? It's like, look.
They've not got clout, man.
Honestly.
But the thing is, the game we had with Spurs in the cup, the referee literally tries to give them the game. Penalties that weren't penalties.
Yeah, true.
You know, so there were about 3 bad decisions in that game. I think this one, the reason why I say it is actually a foul is because what you've got to bear in mind, whether this is fair or not, Thiago Silva is 37. So the way he sees it, is the ball's coming over. He wants to stop. And when you're running at that pace, it's hard to stop. And then Kane reaches out.
The outstretched arm, yeah.
And
he loves that arm, doesn't he?
He does.
I mean, he thinks it's the arm that's going to lift the trophy that's in the invisible trophy that's not there. But, and then he pushes him. So it's
you have to take it there!
Shots fired, man. And so it's it doesn't look enough, but it is enough for him to go over.
Yeah, I feel like as a striker as well, like you want to dominate some sort of assertiveness, which is why you like obviously use your hands and tussle a bit. But Thiago Silva is a very experienced defender. Right? Like you're not going to do something like that and get away with it. If he had done it to Lindelof, then all right, he would have gotten away with it. He would have, but yeah, it wasn't enough. On a normal day, it wouldn't have been enough to push him to the floor, but it was enough for it to be a foul. So you guys think it was the right call? Right call?
Yeah.
I'm a Chelsea fan.
As the neutrals, right call?
Wait, sorry. Can you repeat what you said?
Do you think it was the right call for it to be disallowed? Spurs' goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. At first I was like, oh, no. But when I looked at it, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
What about you?
Yeah, it was the right call. It was soft, but it was the right call.
Yeah, I agree.
I was just smiling. I hate it.
It was soft, but you know.
Right call. The right call. Okay, so into Liverpool's game. We've not got any Liverpool fans with us today, but what did you think of Liverpool's performance for those that watched the game? And what did you think of Palace's performance? And what have you thought about Palace this season, to be honest?
I'm not going to lie, yeah. Palace, they've actually improved a lot this season.
Yeah.
I think they have. And where are they now in the table?
I think they're like
10th?
10th, 11th, 10th.
They've come a long way from the last couple of seasons. From the relegation scraps. I mean, I don't watch them every weekend, but when I catch glimpses of their games, like, they don't just sit back. They actually give teams a run for their money now. I think to Palace, they're more attack now.
Yeah they are. And they've got a lot of young attacking options to play with. Like, honestly, you watch them play and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think, Crystal Palace is not a team where you're like, okay, cool. Points guaranteed.
Yeah, it's not. No. They're going to come and deliver
something.
Yeah, they'll bring the game to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Vieira, he's setting up a good system there. Mm-hmm. And I like what he's doing.
To watch.
Yeah.
It's good to see a black man thriving. Man. Yes! But yeah, like, I've watched Palace a few times this season because I just want to see how Conor Gallagher gets on, and I'm really impressed with
Conor's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's getting his fantasy points, boy.
Yeah,
and hopefully he comes back to Chelsea and does his thing next season. But I've just really been, I think it's just that switch of from Roy Hodgson, the way he set up the team, to Patrick Vieira, and like just basically bought, because they lost lots of players in the summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, this is like 15 players left. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but it was quite a lot. So to see how they have completely transformed the team, and that's the transition has actually been quite smooth, because normally when you're trying to bring in a new style of play, sometimes it doesn't really click straight away. So yeah, I thought they were really good against Liverpool, and actually if the penalty isn't given, I actually think Palace would have found an equaliser.
I think so as well. Because when I tuned in, it was 2-1, and I thought with the way Palace were playing, I thought they were going to nick
an equaliser.
But then I genuinely think they got robbed with that VAR decision.
They did.
I thought so too as well, because I only caught glimpses of the first half and the second half. But as soon as they got the pen, I was so disappointed, because I was thinking they're still in this. Yeah. Like, they could do their thing.
I really wanted Liverpool to drop points, because then, you know,
then the title race, yeah.
Oh, the title race. You guys are bantering me.
No, I'm not.
But come May, you guys are gonna see what I said tonight.
Like, you guys will push for the title, but I don't know if I would call it a title. You know, City are so far ahead that I don't know if it's a race.
They've started to drop points.
You're saying that, but City dropping points, it doesn't normally lead to them spiraling and losing a lot of points.
You never know.
They have one-off times when it just moves.
You never know.
They're going to go on another run of like 9 games winning.
Why are we entertaining Brie and
that's true, actually. Let's move on. This is enough.
No, because what I'm saying, it has some...
It has holds weight. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we'll come back to this at the end of the season.
No, agreed.
When we lift the Premier League.
Write down the date.
Miriam, remember the date.
Write down the date.
The date.
I don't know. I'm just having a real, like, a proper hard time accepting that we're not going to win the league this season.
To be fair, if for Chelsea fans, let me ask you this. If you guys don't finish in the top two, but you get to the final of the Champions League, is that a good season?
We already won a trophy. We're hopefully going to win the World Club Cup. We're in the final of the Carabao Cup. Like, I think for me, it's not really about, there's no title race. It's done. Like, even for Liverpool.
Stop saying that.
I don't think there's a title race. So for me, it's all about securing, not being dragged into the top four mess.
Mm.
Securing that third place.
Hope you are in the mess.
Shy. She's not here today.
Listen, Shai doesn't know if she's Arteta in or Arteta out at this point. So, yeah, so like I think it's about consolidating that third place and then trying to win as many trophies as possible. So, yeah, I would be good happy. Plan.
That's a good plan. No.
Was it two seasons ago when it was... Sorry, my memory is really foggy at the moment. Was it two seasons ago? Yeah, I think it was 2020 when it was third place between... Who was it between? Was it Man United and Chelsea?
Man United and Chelsea, yeah.
Oh, no, because when you said consolidating that one place, it just gave me memories.
Memories, yeah.
How about you use your memory and go back to when Ollie was at the wheel and he wasn't...
I never said... Studio. Okay. Me and Mary never said any of that wheel stuff, yeah. Please.
The thing is, I just miss you, man. I haven't seen you in ages.
Sammy, I don't want to let you guys slip underneath the radar. I
thought I was going to get away
with
it.
So I think, no, you're not going anywhere. No, facts. So I think it'd be a good time for us to segue into Arsenal. Not only today's game, but the fact that Arsenal are winless in 2022.
Hilarious. You're more reds than actual goals.
We're about to reach February, so I think it'd be a good time for us.
No, that's
yeah.
Bad.
So yeah, Sammy, please tell us your thoughts on today's game, first of all.
Today's game was woeful. Oh, my days.
Was it Burnley?
It was Burnley, yeah. It was awful. Like, we're at home and we're playing against 20th place Burnley. I don't care if we have no midfield. I don't give a heck. We should be winning that game.
Mm.
And what annoyed me was Burnley, obviously, they came with a strategy to make sure that they always have two men against Saka and Martinelli.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, in the middle, we had Smith Rowe that was dropping deep so often. I was thinking, my friend, can you actually be in a position to, you know, get the ball and drive forward? And he wasn't doing that as much. And I feel like he's just not getting into the swing of things anymore. Odegaard was playing really well, actually.
Yeah.
Saka, hey, that boy is carrying Arsenal on his back. His shoulders are tired. His legs are tired.
Not even like Sanchez in 16, 17.
That was so uncalled for. But honestly, I think the game, we had no like real direction, and I feel like Arteta couldn't change up the tactics, especially in the second half. Because in the first half, you could see that the first 10 minutes Burnley had us. Mm-hmm. Then we grew into the game, started making creating chances, but it's like we want to walk the ball into the goal. I'm actually getting fed up with this idea that Lacazette can just cut back and then wait for someone else to do the job for him. There was one pass where I saw where Lacazette could have passed it to Odegaard and it would have been a goal. It would have been a goal. But Lacazette, the decision making on this team, oh my God. Oh, I'm so tired. I got into the second half. I was getting fed up. So many chances created, no end product. And it just goes to show the things that we had, like, are missing at Arsenal. We have no creative midfielder, we have no striker, and we have a week in the transfer window. Help. Help. Yeah.
But you do have a striker.
We don't have a striker. Don't tell me about Aubameyang. Yeah. Don't tell me about Lacazette. Don't tell me about Eddie Nketiah. Don't tell me about those people, please.
Well, until they leave, they actually are your strikers.
I don't give a heck because they're not striking.
Wait, Odegaard's supposed to be your creative player, though.
But Odegaard, he's one man.
What about Smith Rowe.
The problem is, yeah, with the two of them, I saw someone say on the TL that they can't play together, and I kind of weirdly agree with it because...
As in who, Saka and... Or Smith Rowe and Odegaard.
Smith Rowe and Odegaard. Because I feel like Smith Rowe plays better off in the wings. Mm, but obviously Martinelli's cooking in that position at the moment. So it's like...
Why can he cook you a win then?
Okay.
Timo has
that problems. That was so unnecessary. Like,
What did I do? What did I do to deserve this?
Asking questions, man.
No, no, I hear you. Team, I hear you.
Always had the bullets.
Yeah, yeah, facts, facts.
And she hit me hard. Like, I'm not even wearing a bulletproof vest. But no, why could they cook us a win, honestly? And I don't know what's going on right now. I don't get it. And I don't know when a change is going to happen or if missing players is the reason, but I still don't think that's a valid reason for us to be playing this Burnley. Badly because yeah. Burnley at home, come on, we played them away, and them away, they already tried to do aggravated assault on us
yeah.
as per usual. And what's his name? The guy that should have been off as well. He had a yellow card. What's his name? Westdown? Or something?
Oh, Westwood.
Westwood, that's it. That guy should have even been playing in the second half. But anyways.
I
don't know.
Why are Burnley still in the Prem? Like,
hey, I'm not going to lie. Good riddance for when they go. Marianne, no, please, like, thoughts on Burnley?
I didn't actually watch the game. I only watched maybe like a little bit glimpses. But Burnley need to go. I just feel like they're ruining the Premier League. Like,
they're coming at Sunderland.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
No, they're at Sunderland Party. Like, every season they survive. And most teams that play against Burnley, like every time I see a fixture against Burnley, it doesn't matter what team in the Premier League it is, even mm-hmm. United, I don't look forward to it because more time they're either going to get pumped or it's really boring.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, I don't know.
It can only go two ways.
Exactly. Because today, like, I even said to myself, if we win, it's just going to be a 1-0 win. It's not going to be a convincing win. And I saw it happening. I saw the minutes get 60 minutes, 70. I said, no, there's no point. There's nothing. Because it was literally 10 men defending and the goalie, that's it. No one, and there was no pockets or any spaces for us to get into. Mm. And it was like they had no other ways to try and make a goal happen.
They sold Chris Wood.
They didn't even want to be fair. Mm. Like, Newcastle just paid his release clause. And then, like, Burnley didn't do any negotiations about that transfer. It was just like, we paid the release clause, so he is coming to us. Yeah. Which, yeah, isn't great. But as Marion was saying, I completely agree when it comes to, like, industrial teams. You know, like, teams that play, like, that industrial bully.
Listen,
like,
I'm trying to say, guys.
I was going to say,
you know what I mean?
I don't like their style of football.
It's GBH so on the football pitch. Yeah. That's all they do.
I was going to the championship.
Yeah, the technical level as well isn't...
It's not great.
The funny thing is with Burnley, I went to the match today, and, like... I'm not joking. There's certain times when they're doing the, like, construction team sort of thing. But then other times, I'm not joking, they look like prime Barcelona. They'll be popping it. Like,
no, it's
like a 30-40 second spell when they're popping the ball. And you think, oh my God, why don't they play like this normally? And then, like, you'll turn your... You'll blink for, like, 2 seconds and they've taken someone out.
True.
Like...
I was waiting for 1-0 Burnley because there was literally at the 90, like 92nd minute, I saw it happening. The counter attack that they had us on. And I could see, I tried to do it this.
I was in the Emirates crossing my fingers.
I was, can you run? Can you run? Or everyone's running like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you know what? And luckily, Burnley have no idea of the end product. I don't even know how they even score goals because they just don't see or focus. And luckily that wasn't the goal at that point because oh my goodness that game was terrible. And I don't know
do you think Burnley are that team in the Premier League that take
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
home their kit to wash and then wear it the next week.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Wait.
You know what I'm talking about?
When did that arrive?
Do you know, obviously you hear about like teams in like League Two when they're like struggling for money and they're like, yeah, like they tell us to take
oh my name.
Take our training kit or whatever, wash it at home and then bring it. Like, Burnley really reminds me of that, of a team like that.
I see why you're saying that, but not because of the lack of money, but more so because of the principle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Of what it
exactly.
means to exactly. wash your own kit. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
exactly.
It's that, like, I'm a hard working, everything I've got, I work for it.
Yeah,
I was talking to someone at the match today and I was just like, Ben Mee in the Burnley team, he epitomizes everything that Sean Dyche is and Sean Dyche wants people to be on the pitch, which
I hear that.
No nonsense, none of that pass out from the back malarkey. Get the ball and clear it. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and that's all they were doing today.
And that was the problem that Arsenal were facing, because it felt like Arsenal were doing so many crosses in today. Ben Mee was smiling. That's his bread and butter.
That's his bread and butter.
That's what he wanted you to do.
They so were living. Yeah. Like, oh, well, this is, that's this what is I light work for him.
Exactly. Yep. And the tactic, as I said, Arteta didn't have any other tactic or any other way to think, how can we at least kind of use their, like, their kind of tactics against them? Because crossing it, Tierney was crossing. There's not going to be any delivery, nothing.
Yeah.
Corners. Heads. No head is hitting the goal. Oh, nah, this game actually jarred me today.
I thought you watched it to the end. You seemed really frustrated, like, and you made it to the end.
I didn't want to make it to the end.
No, I don't like, in a moment, I mean, it's like, that little, how did you make it to
it's
the
that
end?
Little bit of optimism.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm not going to lie, I did think Arsenal were going to snatch the
victory. Yeah, I thought it would be
a Gabriel head or something like that. Do you get what I mean?
I literally said in my head,
respectfully.
are Arsenal going to make top four?
I was just about to
say. No, sorry. Sorry, no.
Let's go around. Mariam?
No.
Brie?
Well, I want them to, so United don't.
What's your... Oh,
I respect it.
She has an obsession with United. You have an obsession with United.
Leave me alone.
Samantha?
No, I'm not going to lie. I feel like we are going to lose it by the skin of our teeth.
You know what? Sorry, Arsenal, you should be going for top four. You have no...
No, we have no excuses. I agree.
You should challenge for it, but I just don't see you guys making it.
I agree completely.
You're making it too easy for the other teams.
This is exactly... Listen, you guys are speaking sense. I'm a realistic fan. I'm looking at it.
I saw someone say today that if Arsenal get top six, that's a good season.
That's an achievement.
And what are you guys thoughts on that? If Arsenal get top six, the bar is really low.
Because when's the last time you even finished top six comfortably?
It's not about that. They literally have not played. Not even a cheeky Europa League against Rapid Vienna. Not even a cheeky Sparta Prague. Listen. I'm not going to lie, I know there's Europa teams at the back of my hands, because United have done too many appearances in that competition.
No, but I genuinely think if you guys finish top six, that you should consider that an achievement.
It's not an achievement, Brie. Okay, last season, sorry, just to remind everyone, Arsenal were 6 points off top four. So are you telling me they spent 200 million to get six, to get less than, because what is it to make up the difference? The difference was only 6 points before.
Mm-hmm.
So if they spend if they spent 200 million and they still don't get top four, that cannot be an achievement.
It's not an achievement.
What quality players did you bring in with 200 million?
Odegaard. They got England's number one.
Oh. Odegaard's a baller. Ramsdale was a baller. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
He changed my mind. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Has Odegaard been a baller? Has Odegaard been a baller at Arsenal though?
He's been the reason why, in the past couple of months. I feel like Arteta, what he's trying to do is implement a team, a young squad, for them to grow as a team and become better as seniors.
I hear that.
It's got potential.
It's got potential.
It's such a shame because those young players, they deserve a more experienced manager.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Saka. Yeah. If Saka's under Pep, you're a scary
team. Listen. Saka is doing
scary. Martinelli under Pep, scary scenes.
Scary scenes. Like, those young boys.
I wish that for all, not even just Arsenal youngsters. Please, guys, don't
mock me when I say this, but I think about some of the players, some of my beloved players from my team. I think about some of them and the players, like the managers they've like, you had. Know, they've had. And I just like think if they had...
No, I agree with you.
I'm not saying Mourinho's not a top manager, but he's...
He's not a coach.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a bit of a monster too. Like, I just think with them like,
but Mourinho is a monster though.
I just think it's so unfair when you see so much potential in young players and they don't have a great manager. It's actually sad. I look at someone like the players at Arsenal, I'm like, rah, like Arteta's not, I don't think he's bad. I mean, he's better than Ollie, but I just don't think
he doesn't have that experience.
I feel like there's certain ways that you have to, and there's a way that you have to kind of encourage a team, especially in the first half that we had. What are you going to change for the second half? Yeah. I don't think Arteta's words are that convincing enough for me to start bawling out crazy in the second half.
And
you can see Saka was running and he was like, I'm tired.
His touch was dissolving. His touch is normally good.
I feel like with Arteta, it's a situation where he's also learning on the job because let's also remember that.
He's on placement. Work experience.
Yeah, literally. But it's such a shame. That's why someone like Foden, he's so lucky that he's on the
pen.
Yeah.
Big fact.
I do think as well sometimes, like, you know, in a team like City, like, Foden was chosen as the project. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They, you can't have numerous players. Like, Pep chose Foden, and after that, all the other youngsters, that's why we don't know who they are. Do you get what I mean? Like, whereas all the other teams, we know numerous of their young players because there's no time for that. But the machine that Pep is trying to make...
He doesn't have time for the youngsters.
He only has time to put in one extra cog. He can't be putting in 10,000. And so like, he's already trying to teach... already good players how to be the next level.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's difficult to like implement changes, a lot of change amongst like really young players. But I agree with what Marion was saying about like how, especially in these early years, having good coaches is crucial for your development.
So crucial,
which is why I don't give Arteta too much stick. Like, I might banter in that, but I actually feel like he's really bold, as in like that's the project he's trying to do, and you can be influenced by Pep too, but to be able to do that at Arsenal, and I just think, wow, like, no, but when I say that, not in a shady way, but just how you lot haven't been successful for years now, like, do you know what I mean? And especially and after, like, Wenger went, so I just feel like that's so bold to want to do that, and it has so much potential, but it's like, will he be the one that'll be able to, be able to carry the project from the beginning to the end?
That's what I'm saying. Timing in football nowadays, like, He's Arteta's plan basically stems over 4 years, but he's not guaranteed the 4 years.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they want to extend his contract for another 2 years.
And he's been there for two now, right?
Only got extended for 2 years, and he was gone within six. This is what I'm saying. All that extension, it still doesn't guarantee anything. Yeah. It just guarantees the manager money if they get sacked.
But I know for a fact he's not going anywhere. They're not sacking Arteta.
There isn't anyone. No, but he's... You can see what he is trying to do.
Yeah.
And the thing, and another thing that's helping Arteta as well, though, is that his signings are playing well.
Yeah.
So, like,
that's true.
It's not like, do you get what I mean? No.
I think Timo might.
I just.
Timo's Timo, not,
I'm not, not like, entirely convinced by Arsenal project. As in, you guys are talking about quality this, quality that. I look at their youngsters and listen, like, this is not a pop. So this is not any, like, stray bullets. But I look at their youngsters and I think to myself, in terms of La Cobem, do they really hold up?
She obviously knew what you're going on. She said a bullet, but I was like, I can't.
It's not a bullet. As she pursued it,
it's not actually a bullet because I think... Obviously, Chelsea have the best academy in the world. So we're producing players all the time. And I just look, I think Greenwood, 100%, love him. I love Foden. Like, I think they're going to be world-class players. I don't know whether some of these Arsenal youngsters are going to be world-class. I think they might be a step below. And I think that's a problem. And I think that's a problem with their signings as well. Arsenal need a world-class signing.
Mm.
But without Europe, without even a... I wouldn't say hope without hope of Champions League, but Champions League is going to be a very difficult race.
Hence why the players that Arteta is getting at the moment, he's made their projects.
Yeah,
essentially.
But is that project going to go, say, the Liverpool route, where, you know, obviously when Klopp came in, he couldn't get world class.
Seven flipping years. I can't wait that long.
Or is it going to go to Tottenham route, because Tottenham also can't
attracts world class players.
Don't put Tottenham in the same sentence as us, please. Please,
yeah, Arsenal will forever have pulling power.
We have standards.
Yeah. But if they've got pulling power, why are they not pulling world class players? Because I hear Arsenal fans always like, oh, we still got pulling power, still got pulling power.
They had though.
Yeah, but that the Fiorentina centre forwards.
Yeah, but put that issue. But
apparently
that that's rumours
though. Yeah. Apparently he's actually. He could want to come Arsenal. That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah,
but I heard differently. Well. I heard he says.
Yeah, listen. Agent. I'm not gonna lie. The media's against Arsenal. Let's just be real. About ourselves. No. Like, they actually are.
They're not.
But Timo, this is what I was saying to you about. There are certain teams. It's very easy to lie on them because everything sounds believable. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Arsenal and United specifically, it's so easy to lie on what's happening at the club because. The club is in both clubs are in disarray. Specifically United are in disarray, yeah? So when they do a cheeky rumour, it sounds believable because it's like, yeah, a club in disarray would do that. Do you know what I mean?
It makes sense.
It's easy for people to lap up. Like, anything I hear about Arsenal, sometimes I don't even double check it yet.
I'm going to tweet on the Gold Diggers account in 2 weeks' time, yeah? I'm not joking. I'm going to tweet on the Gold Diggers account in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Something, something, something about United. And I'm going to put in brackets a random name. What? I kid you not, yeah. Another United page is going to pick it up and be like,
oh my God, do it. I'm telling you now.
If that happens, Timo, please, then that'll be the end of the argument. Yes, no, because if that happens,
you can't tell me the argument. Listen, these sources, you know what? Yeah. In the last couple of weeks, I have thought to myself, Arsenal fans have main character syndrome. Like, you guys think it's all
that's
about
Liverpool,
like everything. Like, sorry, oh my gosh, they're going to change something because of Arsenal. Oh, it's because of Arsenal. Listen, you ain't that hot. Like, no, not yeah, saying that nobody cares, but respectfully, like, you're not that team.
Yeah, my sister really had that conversation as well. She was like, you know what, Mariam, because she's more like, people will troll me and I can ignore it, but she's going to go back and forth for you. And I don't know what United game it was. And I think she was going out over an Arsenal fan. And she was like, why do they have main character syndrome?
I'm not
going
to lie, there's some Arsenal fans like, I can't some
of them,
be
there. Yeah, some of them do have it and it does puzzle me. It's just like,
Some of them are so, like, they're so deluded that they believe their own lies.
No, but you have, I think the clubs have driven these people to this.
It's not their fault.
Because when you've been backing and your team has been throwing it in your face, at this point, you just have to start grasping. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, clutching straws. To what can
when
do?
You said your team threw it back in your face, Arsenal wicked because is it not, again, guys, really foggy brain at the moment, but was it not a few weeks ago, Arsenal fans were like, you know, they were talking
Games in hand FC.
I'm really pleased with the performance against City. Yeah. And now it's like, and then they go backwards again, they regress, and then they pick it up again. It's like, oh, rah, like, I can see what Arteta's trying to do. And then it goes backwards again. Yeah. And I'm just like, it's really mean what they do to those fans.
Ben White saying, this is what we do after the Liverpool game.
This is why every day, every week on this pod, I say, are we Arteta in or Arteta out? I don't understand.
We've been out.
You're saying we, but some of your people, when you were smacking Newcastle, everyone's voice started going quiet. Listen, as Faye said, even when Chelsea were beating people, she was still Lampard out.
I've been Arteta out. Listen, I'm happy to win a game. I want my team to win.
Of course.
But I don't necessarily believe that this manager is going to be the one to take us to where we need to go to.
But do you think he's the right one for the project now?
Not right. Listen, the interimness of this.
He's
Arteta,
not interim. Don't confuse United and Chelsea. That man is your manager.
I can't even say the time that we've had with Arteta has even been convincing. We finished eighth twice. This season, I wonder where we're going to finish. But if they see us finish sixth, they're going to be happy with that. The Arsenal board are going to be happy with that and still keep him on.
No, Arsenal in any more cups?
No, we're done.
You're literally out of everything.
We're finished. Liverpool knocked them out of their last cup.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that game, actually.
No, they're out of FA. Norwich Forest. No, Nottingham Forest.
Hey!
Yeah.
This man is coming to finish the club.
And you're just thinking that now. He's coming to finish us.
No, you guys have to finish top four.
See what I mean?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. We have to. Like, but the thing is, though, us getting there is Higgy.
No, it's not Higgy.
I said no, like, you know, but you guys need to. I don't want you to.
No, we know.
It's not about Higgy and Haggard.
No, we do. Fighting for top four.
Guys, we need to finish top four. There's
at least just outside. At least you get your
red card. Not just outside. They need to finish
fourth. No, they have to.
They need to finish fourth.
That's wild.
Because outside of fourth is a failure.
No, literally, Samantha, you see what I said earlier? My agenda aside, Arsenal
have to finish. Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. You came
with a government name. Samantha.
Not even on the side. He's like, you were taking what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, what?
No, facts. Oh, no, listen, I agree with you guys. I keep it real.
You're
with
so
Arsenal.
Lucky Faye's not here, by
the way. No, listen, she already cooked me on the TL. I don't need her here. I'm good. I had people send me, who's this girl? I said, listen, don't ask me about Faye. Go and talk to her. I don't want to hear it. I like this, Brad.
Yeah, I think I tweeted on the Gold Diggers account just before the season started. I was like, this season's going to be really funny because every team in the top six needs top four.
Yeah.
And I remember Arsenal fans were responding. I'm going to find a tweet today. But I remember Arsenal fans responding saying, no, we don't need top four. And I was thinking, wait.
Retweet it when you
Yeah. But like, and right Arsenal now, yeah, Arsenal jarring, fans man. Have been saying, oh, United are running from the ground. I'm not, United definitely need top four as well. But United needing top four does not negate the fact that Arsenal also need top four.
The two things can be true. You get what I mean?
We all need top four.
I can't believe they don't have any. I'm sitting here like, they don't actually have any. So you have 3 weeks. And and some people are saying they're happy with top six.
Yeah. I'll be real, the only club that it won't be a disgrace on if they don't get top four is Tottenham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, it will be a disgrace.
No, it won't be, do you know, it'll be a disgrace, but football heritage, innit? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, history.
Football heritage, the history of the Tottenham. Yeah. Legit. If they finish outside of the top four, bearing in mind, they had a different manager at the start. Like, there's other factors. They didn't spend like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arsenal spent,
and they have not been in Europe. Tottenham were at least entertaining that Europa Super whatever part. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were at least, you know.
What happened to that again?
They're out. Because I'm not like, they were going to get out. They had to play Ren and then.
Yeah, COVID.
And then they had COVID, so they forfeited the game. But then they wanted it rescheduled. And Europa Super League was like, we don't reschedule games. You just forfeited 3-0 and that's it, done. So yeah, they're out.
I felt bad for them for that. I was like, oh, this
same,
is
but I'm not going to lie, I thought they were going to lose as well.
No one gives a hey.
I think they would have lost that game. Respectfully.
Wow.
Everywhere they go.
But there's one team we haven't yet spoken about, and that's United. So I don't know why you're saying hey.
All my guys are ballers.
Listen.
She loves us more. She really loves us.
United are she loves back. Us.
Bruno is back.
I'm not going to lie.
Rashford, back.
No, big up Rashford though. Big up Rashford, because you guys were calling him Meek Mills and this.
I have seen so many comments about Rashford, especially from girls on this pod. Yeah. You lot have battered him, especially in that track. And you know what? I say nothing. I'm like, God, please, just let him prevail, please. And now he's come back with 2 goals. And I'm not saying that means anything, but for someone where it looked really, really dire, and I thought this might actually be a psychological thing.
Yeah, and
I thought it was a psychological thing as well. For him to get them 2 goals, like, I'm really happy for him. 2-2, like, we can.
No, I'm happy for him too.
Because I was getting a bit scared, and I was thinking, oh my God, is he gonna become like? Is he finished at like 24? But yeah, I was really concerned. Yeah, but
he was never gonna be finished at 24.
No, but he's still not Rashford at peak.
Look at Spurs.
How old is Dele Alli?
Look at Spurs.
He's like 25.
Is it?
I really thought
it
was a bit older. Look at Spurs.
He's not old.
Oh yeah.
That's enough of a reason. He's at Spurs.
People can be finished, you know, just like.
You know what we said earlier about coaching? That trickles back down to Rashford them lot. Like,
we
just haven't had the best managers.
He's only ever had one coach, and that was Van Gaal. He only made his debut
in February.
So February to May was the only time he's had coaching, and since then he hasn't.
So he's had Van Gaal, he's had Mourinho.
He had Mourinho for 2.5 years. Yeah, he had Ole for two. He's had 5 years of Nish, by the way.
It's really bad. I just imagine where he could be. Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, people mock him so much. I'm going to ride for him till the end.
Right.
But, like, they haven't had, like, they just haven't had adequate coaching. I just can't imagine if they were, like, under Pep, as I mentioned earlier. Like, they'd be, I don't know, like.
Yeah, but that is true. I've always wondered about Marcus Rashford. What is his level?
As in his ceiling, you mean? Yeah.
Or what's his level now?
His ceiling.
To be a top winger, not to be world class, but to be a good
solid winger.
Solid winger.
Yeah.
I've never really been
convinced.
Sold by him. Yeah.
And I hear you on that because, like, I feel like with young players, there's two ends of the spectrum. So it's either they're very raw technically or their IQ is bad. I think Rashford has a good technical level. His decision making is not good.
Good, yeah, it's not.
And it hasn't been good for a couple years. But when you're guaranteed to play, you don't really have to improve on. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Because I think that's why as well, another reason, he was probably taken aback a bit when he didn't start any games at the Euros. Because he did say after the Euros that he was slightly shocked that he didn't start any of the games.
But why is he shocked?
Because once again, he was playing badly for United that whole season and still started every game.
Yeah.
Because we had an enabler. Exactly. You get what I mean? We had an enabler.
And there was points where he'd carry us and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like, when you get used to that, it's like expectations. He probably couldn't see outside, outside of that. Like,
not you with this enabler.
No, he's an enabler.
No, he wasn't an enabler. And he's also partly ruined him too by being an enabler. Facts. But
because
hey.
Even, I was saying to Bree before we started recording, it was like, There was a time that Ole was talking about Luke Shaw and Maguire and said they haven't really been good since the Euros, but they were good last year, so we're going to keep playing them. See, that sort of mentality is what is wrong.
Are we talking about Ole?
No, I'm not talking about him, don't worry. Settle down, please start saying Ole's at the wall. No, Rashford, yeah. A top winger, like, he's ceiling. Like, to be, because one thing is, I feel like with wingers nowadays, like, goal-scoring wingers are, like, a good trait to have in a team, like, because you don't,
we wouldn't know, but yeah
I know, sorry, no offense. No, a goal scoring wing is good to have, and he puts up consistent, like, consistent numbers in terms of, like, all competitions. But yeah, what would you say, other than Rashford scoring, it that being good for him, what would you say were the positives you took from the United game?
I'd say, well, mainly in the first half, I say we look comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I think that shape works. That works for us. Like, they look comfortable, was more fluid. Because, Brentford, yeah, we won, but it still didn't look good. But we haven't looked good in ages, let me not say that. But, like, they looked comfortable, like, and it was just easier to watch. Like, I find it so hard to watch them. Like, my concentration span, I think, has even, like, decreased because of Man United. But I feel like... against West Ham, it was easier to watch. Like, I was watching it and I was like, on the train and stuff like that, but it was a lot easier to watch and stuff like that. They, like, it looked fluid and stuff like that. And the attacks, it looked more cohesive. So I'd say that was a positive. And of course, you know, Martial featuring Nate are, like, I think he's been out for ages and there's been so much drama. And as much as he's leaving, I like the fact that, okay, yeah, do your talking on the pitch, and he kind of did that. Yeah, it was a short cameo. Like, he could have even scored, but...
he's doing his audition for the next club.
And that's...
you know what? That's okay.
That's okay.
Like, it's painful
on their way out and they start showing off.
It's painful for me, but I have to hold it in it. But like, so long as it benefits United, I don't mind that. And he was good. Like, and I don't care what anyone says. If you like, quote me. Yes, Mariam said this. I can't lie. I think our best link-up player, he is the glue. He is like shouting me, quote me. He is. I'm sorry, he is. Like,
those other two old men, those other two old men do not know
how to
hold up the ball.
Wait, guys, sorry, Moy, when I say the glue, yes, he makes it work. Like he makes it tick a little bit more, as in, like, when he came on, the movement was a lot better. That's what I'm saying. Like, the attacks that happened after he came on, they was just so much more, like, there was just so much more sharp as opposed to before he came on. That's what I mean when I say he's the glue, because his ball retention maybe is a bit better. Like, yes, he loses the ball, but...
the ball sticks with him.
Yeah, it sticks with him. And, like, he's got quick feet and stuff like that. That's why I say that. Not to, like... I'm not saying, like,
he's the best Messi. Do you get what I mean?
No, it's just that that's one of his strengths. Yeah,
Martial FC will fight till death.
I will. I'm not deluded. Like, I'm not biased. None of that. Like, when he was crap, I said he was rubbish. You know what I mean? But it's just so frustrating because I've been watching him since 2015, and he had so much potential. And of course, I mean, I can't cry about potential. Like, we talk about this in all aspects of life. You can't hang on to potential, right? But he just, you know, when you just see something in someone.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not going to work at United, and that's okay. But it's just, I was happy that, you know, he made that. You know, after everything, and, you know, Rangnick lying on his name too and throw him under the bus.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm happy, like, that was that cameo. Yeah.
That wasn't on.
Yeah, the cameo was decent in it. So, what else?
Miriam's throwing out wisdom. Like, can't hold on to potential. That's not just for football.
That's for life.
But do you know what? Like, I'm surprised in terms of Martial, he hasn't played more. He hasn't started more games.
Do you mean under Rangnick or just...
In general, because there was a point where... I remember the summer, there was links of Chelsea swapping...
was the lockdown summer?
No. Swapping Willian for Martial.
That was Mourinho that was trying to... He was trying to do... Every time people bring up, oh, this Europa League, if Mourinho had his way, by the way, that front three would be Fellaini, Willian, and Perisic, and we would have learned our lesson.
Wow, that is crazy. You're a wicked man.
Pogba was on the bench.
Listen, that's not going to make it.
It's when he started beefing Pogba. That's when McTominay came to the forefront. He's the beginning of McFred. Yeah. Don't.
He is. He birthed that. And it's still continuing.
Facts. Don't. Listen.
Like, there's that one. Lineup always appears in the
Whenever,
I know you'd remember
all the ballers were on the bench.
Yes, all the ballers were on the bench, and I said, "No, this man is a dinosaur." Oh my gosh,
why are you making sound like
because Mourinho was a dictator.
He was a dinosaur. And I remember
this man. He was chopped
up. Do you know why that game was so bad? Because it was a must-win second leg again in the Champions League, and we were back. No, you don't understand.
Who were we playing again?
Valencia.
Yeah, I think Sevilla. It was Sevilla. I think it might have been Sevilla.
I think it was Sevilla, you know.
There was a game, I think I fell asleep that game. I woke up and we were out, but...
It went down to 2-0 and I said, Pogba's on the bench. I'm about to lose my mind. Pogba's on the bench, Martial was on the bench. And at this point, by the way, Martial had been scoring. And I remember the front, Mata started that game.
I don't really say anything negative about him.
I want Mata to want better for himself.
You know Mata as well, he's another one. I feel sorry for him. Like he hasn't played under a great...
Why are you giving a new contract?
We gave him a 1-year contract last year and he has not touched the Premier League. Make it make sense.
That's actually so true.
It's either you want to play football or you want to be an ambassador. Like, that's the two things. If you want to be an ambassador, we could have made you that in summer. My thing is, he can still play football, by the way.
No, he can't. He's still got it technically. He has maybe the legs are not there.
Yeah, he should have.
He should have gone to Spain or he should have gone to Italy.
Him leaving Chelsea was the closest I've ever come to crying.
His letter. That was Mourinho again. Told you the man is a dinosaur. Why are we making him sound so bad? He is that bad. Everywhere he goes.
He's got too many stories of
madness. He's just a tyrant.
Mourinho came in and he started to leave Mata out.
Started playing Sherlock. Started playing Oscar.
And then he told KDB that he doesn't have no place for him in this squad. He told Salah, I have no place for you.
Now look.
I can't believe we had Salah and KDB in our squad.
Can you believe?
No, you know what? I can't believe you guys had KDB, Salah, Hazard.
Oscar as well on that pitch. At that time, though, you had Diego Costa.
Nah, Chase was dangerous.
And you know who he kept?
Willian.
And he loves Willian to the death. If he could have his way now, Willian would be at.
To be fair, Roma. But Willian, before his decline, he was actually.
No, Willian, I rated him. Yeah. Like, Willian was good. I just think he just gone.
Anyways.
What I can think about as Willian is when he went to Arsenal. When he went to Arsenal, in preseason this year. With his uncle. He did it on purpose.
Is he still at Arsenal?
No, he's gone to Brazil.
Yeah,
he's
done.
But he's finished now.
Sorry, thoughts on United? Quickly, just a quick two lines, everyone. Thoughts on United?
Just two lines.
Yeah, if you can.
Just objective views only, please. I know you, Tima.
You'll turn into United our back, and this is this.
The only three words.
That's just like, you know, you don't
believe that. We haven't won the league in like 10 years.
It's not true.
Wait, listen. I'm impressed. You're back. You're doing the business. Uncle Ralph is...
Uncle Ralph is back. We're doing the things. That's what Tima's thoughts are. No problem. Sammy, quick thoughts.
I'm not fully convinced yet with United because I know the potential that they have.
Right, so.
And I just think you guys just need a top coach. That's it. Because other than needing a DM, you're great. You even have young players that are going to keep United going for as many years as possible. But right now,
it's kind of a DM.
At the moment, it's kind of like, a last minute against West Ham. It's like,
That was a six-pointer, girl.
Shut up. I won't belittle it, but it's like we want to be convinced that you guys are solid in games because that's the kind of game that United would be winning anyways. Yeah.
But then again, sometimes at this point in time, like Rangnick's only here for a few more months, right?
It's not true.
Like a permanent coach. Like we need to do that in order to get top four. We need to, just if we're going point. To just have points. To do them last minute. I hear minute, it. Points, then, done. You know what I mean?
Care.
Like,
give me I
don't want
points.
That for us, but
I hear it.
Right, Bree's going to say two last lines on United.
I have a question for both of you.
Oh, God.
No, it's a good question. Do you guys think you're going to finish top four?
I don't, you know.
No, I'm not confident. I couldn't say that confidently.
What's your probability?
It's more you than us.
26% that we finish in the top four.
What about you?
40%.
Okay. Remember, Beatrice said 50%
last week. Let me take that back.
I did VAR check on what Beatrice said, and I know she meant 5. I did VAR check. She didn't mean 15, but...
If Rangnick's, whatever he's trying to implement, if that can come through, it's not going to, but if it can be a bit more quicker than gradual. Anything, but I feel like even yesterday, that's not me being like, it's not like emotion.
The 4-3-3 is definitely better than
That's what I'm saying. Like 4-3-3 works better for us. I'm saying, but it will be gradual, but if it can quicken up a little bit and the players will stop being spot brats, then maybe like there's a bit, I don't know.
But I think you do. I think you finish in top 4.
You think we do?
Are you saying that to me?
I think he should just let me just choose the team. In my opinion, I think he should let me choose the team.
Because he has the idea, but...
Yeah, because the 4-3-3 makes sense. But I personally would... If we get a DM, then obviously the DM, then I'd go DM, Pogba, Van de Beek. Mm-hmm. That is the perfect balance in terms of like personnel. When you've got someone like a Bruno, this is not saying that Bruno won't get you assists and goals and all this, but the amount of turnovers that are going to happen when you play someone like Bruno in midfield is not worth it when you're trying to have stability.
That's true. Hey, Bruno's a funny thing.
Because he's really chaotic. He's so used to, he's been, Oli has like enabled, but also spot him. He's been allowed to just do what he wants. And that's not happening no more. So
it's because he was provided the goals and the assists.
To an extent, but then it came to the lap down, he wasn't doing this.
Do your thing on the pitch, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
And that's not why he's at home.
Exactly.
See? Life. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us for this episode of Gold Diggers Podcast. As usual, follow us on socials, Instagram and Twitter, Gold Diggers UK, and Gold Diggers UK _ on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I got that one. Nice.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.